Welcome back, students. Let us talk about sourcing made by our list. Most of the companies now going for third party operational processes or buying part of the components from third party or vendors and supplier and part of the components within the organization, or completely manufactured within the organization. It means that starting from raw material till the final product. In practice, almost no companies can seriously consider the third alternative. It means many companies looking forward to reduction of investments and optimize the profit. For manufacturers, make or buy decision must be made constantly, because we can't delay the product introductions or bringing in new features in the products. The companies usually prefer to do their own fabricating because it has more control on the processes, which are monitored closely by within the organization as well as till the end product. It means close monitoring from raw material, semi-finished goods as well as finished product. They believe can be made cheaply by the company than by outsiders. Second belief is vital to the company's product requires close quality control. It means every stage of the process, product and processes evolved to get a final output. Is readily manufactured within the company's existing facility. Another belief that we have all the know-how, knowledge as well as capacities to produce those products as well as components within the organization. Requires extensive investment in facilities that are not available as suppliers plants. Has a demand that is large and stable. Means this product requirements are more and more of demand, and it is large in volume and as well as more in stable. So the company prefer to do an outsourcing or to produce within house some component, or finally to make the product within the organization. These are the possibilities. The companies will usually buy a finished component from outside suppliers. When they do that, it means they don't have the facility to make it. Means they have neither the knowledge or know-how, or they don't have machineries and capability to produce it. But there is a new product introduction which are at engineering design stage, which can be either directly purchased from outside from an established vendor or competitor. There are more profitable opportunities for investing company capital. This means the company's existing capital or the workstation can be used for some other purposes and create more profit and as well as opportunities with the existing products line. Existing facilities can be used more economically to make other components. It is more economical sometimes to make other components than of buying, getting into a finished product or new product line into the system. The skills of a company personnel are not easily adapted to the making of the component. The skill set, if any new component comes in, needs certain time to establish to produce perfectly as per the engineering design as well as the set of processes which we define as a procedures. Patents or other legal barriers, there may be certain times the legal barriers of not producing those products within the organization, so we need to have for outsourced supplier. Demand for the component temporary or seasonal. This happens in most of the company. The demand is very highly seasonal, and the demand fluctuates too often on the seasonal time than when the normal time. When the seasonal requirements are much higher, so there are two possibilities on that kind of time. The company can use the resources throughout the year and build the stocks, or produce only at the time of demand with in-house as well as some components can be procured from the third party operation, that is outsourcing. Some companies by tradition prefer to make almost every component of their products. It is the belief of a company that traditionally they follow the steps of final products with products are manufactured within the organization and not elsewhere. So every component, bit by bit, is produced as per production scheduling, and all inputs are procured and final products are finally assembled. Few of them prefer to buy as much as possible from outside. In such industries, companies has many opportunities to employ its capital profitably through horizontal diversions, expanding its line of finished goods. As we stated earlier, there are possibility of increasing our existing product line more intense, and outputs are being delivered and creating, milking those supplies appropriately, so the sales is happening. At that time, at that moment, the company prefers to outsource it of new products rather than producing in-house. The company may be effectively prevented from making an item by its own labor relations policies. If it is extremely generous and wage and things benefits for its employees, it is simply not competitive, even if its methods are better than those potential competitors. Which we discussed, the cost of employing a labor is much higher in India. It's necessary that we have to see they are optimally used. So get the existing product going in the production site and get any new components or new lines from your third party vendor till it establishes its own demand. When a company decides to make an item that it has been buying, it always eliminates the supplier sales expenses and usually eliminates some freight costs. If it is production costs are identical to those of supplier, the company also gains the supplier's profit, usually at least part of a fixed overhead expenses incurred by the supplier. Let us look into this table. Supplier unit cost on a component. Direct material cost is 20 paise. Direct labor cost, which is 10 paise. Variable overhead is 12 paise. So the direct cost is 42 paise. There is a fixed overhead, which is 8 paisa. Manufacturing cost, so 50 paisa. There is a sales expense, which is 2 paise. Administrative expenses is another 1 paise. The total cost is 53. Adding the profit, which is 06 paise, inbound freight is another 01 paise, and supplier price is now 59 and buyer's cost is 60. It means a supplier's cost is 50, buyer's cost is 60 paise in this table. Let us get into a detail. If a company were to make this item rather than buy it, it could conceivably reduces its cost from 60 paise to 40 paise. This is true when company has idle equipment that can be used to make the part. Savings are normally illusionary. The companies often are confronted with opportunity to make rather than buy that yield theoretical savings comparable to these. In some cases, they try to take advantage of them, but they often continue to buy the item even though they may be capable of making. It is not to their advantage to make the item for following reason. When it happens, the company direct cost may be substantially higher than the direct cost of supplier. We have seen on the slide, if the company's sub cost is much higher than the supplier, natural, it is to be outsourced. A company has less flexibility with the make items, it can easily change supplier if it wishes. The company has the opportunity or flexibility to make the item, it can easily change supplier. It means they can go to X supplier, to Y supplier, it is much easier, and also to redesign the item so that it makes use of different materials. If the company has invested in equipment to make the item, this can be expensive. Savings in overheads are often illusionary, which I stated earlier as well. There may be better opportunities in other areas. Each make part requires some investment in facilities and inventories and also training of the personnel to achieve and produce the right component. Often, company decides to buy its item that they have been making. In some cases, they even dispose of plant and equipment used to make the item. Such decisions are always economic if the supplier's price is lower than the company's direct cost of making the part. Sometimes, they are worthwhile even if the company is making substantial profit on the item, or it may be able to use its resources till more profitability on other items. a company may simultaneously make and buy certain materials and components. It is possible some of the components are made within the manufacturing facility or setup, and the same component can be also procured from another third party operator. When a company does this, it enjoys most of the advantages of making without losing the advantage of buying also. If often can reduce its average cost by buying part of the requirements, part requirements are bought outside, part products are produced within, so as its average cost is within the optimal level. When captive manufacturing operations are not subject to the outside competition with frequent make or buy decision, they become complacent and inefficient. It means if within the facility, if you are not very competitive and always subjected to go for outside procurement processes, it is natural that there will be a complacency and inefficiency level will reduce. These methods may not be up to today. They may be lagging in productivity and their cost may be much higher than those of efficient outside producers. When this happens, company's overall competitive strength can dwindle, which we spoke in the previous slide as well. The materials manager can help manufacturing by periodically reviewing various items made in captive operations to make certain that their production costs do not exceed market prices. Some companies have decentralized organization structure in which one division may sell all of its output to one or more of the company's other divisions. It means a manufacturing setup can have operations in multiple places where one facility can provide component to another facility. It means it is selling a component from one manufacturing site to another manufacturing site. In such decentralized structure, the buying division responsible for end product treats the manufacturing division as outside supplier to order to simulate conditions in competitive market. It means the scheduling activity, the purchase elements, which are how the cost effective inputs are calculated, so as to ensure that inputs are bought in optimal pricing methodology. A problem arises when the captive operation makes a product that is unique and for which quotations are not really available from the outside supplier. That means there are components which are very unique, which are not available elsewhere. So this is made in-house. But the purchasing manager can then simulate market conditions for captive operation and arrive at a optimal cost and price for those components. One reason big companies go to such trouble is they feel their manufacturing divisions will be more efficient if they are subject to as much competitive pressures as the materials manager can exert. It is comparing a product which are manufactured in-house, or if I go and invest in outside and a supplier and the suppliers are coming from him as the input, so which would be more cost effective. So as this pressure is exert on manufacturing activity as well, so as we have to improve our productivity. Another equally important reason is that a company can calculate realistic profits for an operations only if it is output is priced at market levels. With realistic profit figures, a company can measure its manager's performance and also can direct new investment into areas that yield maximum profits. We discussed about it, like if we can horizontally optimize our resources and give more productivity on the existing product line than of producing within the new product within the new existing setup. That time it is always advisable to go for getting a product from outside till it establishes its own demand. The material manager is the normal conduit between the supplier, vendor as well as the manufacturing site. He gives normally all the inputs, feedback to respective manufacturing department as well as the vendor, so as to link them appropriately as per the scheduling to increase the profitability on both ends, so as no product or components produced is idling till it reaches the end consumer. The material management process includes the material manager's basic yardsticks for make or buy analysis. If the company wants to buy in certain components for a new product or produce within the organization, This represents the return that the company should be able to earn on new investment or it should buy from the existing vendor. Let us get into an example. A company that consistently earns 15% return on its assets has opportunity cost of capital of about 15%. Higher the opportunity cost, more limited the company's ability to make things instead of buying them. A highly profitable company with an opportunity cost of 30% would find it profitable to buy almost every component of its end product. What to remember? What are the points to be taken care of for successful outsourcing? First, need to understand our cost, that is organizational cost. Second, the drawing doesn't reflect what we want. Drawing should be updated and sample to be provided. Understand what had been quoted, how much outsourcing can be allowed. It means whether the company can outsource and afford it, and how much quantity to be outsourced. Watch your raw material inventory and the bridge build. So look at our raw materials, what are the components available, existing inventory, how we use those components prior to buying a third party operational finished goods. Supplier selection, quantitative factors and qualitative factors. We discussed about suppliers selection criteria in the previous processes. Communicating material requirements, approach target cost cautiously. Best practices to improve supply chain planning accuracy. So we talk about planning accuracy in the sense how good we are predicting our plans so as the supplies are achieved with the optimal pricing and cost to reach the respective demand location for services. Include supply chain network partners in planning activity. Network is nothing but of our various resources, including a distributor in case of your fast moving goods, in FMCG products. If it is a end consumer, it's a B2B consumption from where the needs are being calculated and arrived at. Enable collaboration with supply network partners through a web-based portal that provides connectivity, process integration and event management. Again, it is talking about some retail activities happening at the site. Get those signals of consumption and demand through the network of distributor, then to our C&FA or clearing and forwarding agent, and then to our warehouses and distribution center, and then back to our manufacturing site, and then again integrate our supplier. So we get the entire chain's visibility to do the planning accuracy better. Ensure the accuracy and currency of all data that is input into supply chain plans. Determine the optional frequency for conducting and refreshing supply chain plan. Many companies does a long-term planning and then again do a mid-term planning and then short-term planning. Very important in scheduling and manufacturing activity is minimal changes within the fence of production of more than a week, and anything beyond that is optimal changes is allowed, and then if it is going more than 3 months, then naturally we will have more flexibility in the planning process to adhere and meeting our demand as well as connect our vendors appropriately for those inputs. Factors that influence firms to buy a part externally. When a company decides to buy a product or part externally, lack of expertise, that means within the organization there is a lack of expertise to produce such an inputs. Supplier research and specialized know-how. Many times a supplier spend more time and invest in their product, which are naturally our inputs, for which he would have invested more time and study and researches to achieve to give a right input to us. It is less than expensive to buy the item rather than of manufacturing, natural. Small volume requirements, which I stated, if it is a very minuscule volume and not repetitive in nature, natural it is, though those items are externally procured. Limited production facility or insufficient capacity, which we talked about, when there is a seasonality, some of the facility is there but it is limited beyond certain volume and pattern, so naturally those kind of time and specific duration, it is always better to outsource it. Desire to maintain a multiple source policy. Company decides to have options when there is no breakdown, no failure of supplies. To ensure that continuity of supplies, we will have multiple options to get from third party operation as well as in-house. Indirect managerial control consideration. Many companies looks at how we reduce our managerial or operational cost by extending that to a third party vendor. So as he gives those components and services naturally for our final product, much easier and better way. Procurement and inventory consideration. If any components are to be made internally, naturally it is we have to have all the dependent materials of those components are procured. Again, there is a vendor and linkages. There is a process of selecting a vendor, supplier, holding those inventory and scheduling those inventory based on our production activity, and so as to maintain the inventory and materials management process. Again, the brand preference. Some of the specific inputs are very related to a brand. We will be sticking to a third party sources than of producing in-house. Items not essential to the firm strategy. As per the policy and strategy, company doesn't require those kind of products made in-house. These are naturally procured from outside and then it is converted into a finished product. Some of the cost consideration. Purchase price of the part, which are cheaper when we buy from outside rather than of manufacturing. Transportation cost, receiving and inspection cost, incremental purchasing cost, and follow on cost related to quality or services. Suppose, take an example. A firm can purchase an equipment for in-house use of producing the component for 25 lakhs. And produce the product needs parts for rupees 1000 per unit. Alternatively, a supplier can produce and ship the product to you at the rate of 1500 rupees per unit. Just ignoring other components of cost, let us look at what is the break-even point could easily be computed. If the cost of the machinery and investment is 25 lakhs and the cost of production is for one unit is 1000, and if the component is procured at 1500 per unit, then how do we look at the minimum quantity required to achieve the break-even? In this example, you can see the difference between procuring and manufacturing is rupees 500 per unit. If I invest 25 lakhs, I have to minimum, our component requirement should be minimum 5000. Then only it is worth to invest internally to produce those components. Otherwise, alternatively, we can buy the component from outside. Therefore, it would be more cost effective for a firm to buy the part if the demand is less than 500 units and make the part if demand exceeds 5000 units. But if the firm has enough idle capacity to make the part, the fixed cost of 25 lakhs would not be incurred. Thank you.